Toronto's anti-capitalist cafe closing down after just a year in business. By Kurt Zindelka on May 14, 2023. Toronto's supposedly anti-capitalist cafe, The Anarchist, has announced that it would be permanently shutting down after just over a year in business. In a nobody-saw-that-coming moment, a Toronto cafe that describes itself as an anti-capitalist, anti-colonial cafe, shop and radical community space on stolen land, announced that it would be shutting down permanently by the end of the month. To counter the idea that the business was itself a capitalist enterprise, the cafe introduced a pay-what-you-can coffee, which the owner said cost the business money, but was supposedly subsidized by more expensive drinks on the menu. Yet, this was seemingly not enough to keep the coffee shop afloat, with owner Gabriel Sims Fewer writing this week. Unfortunately, the lack of generational wealth/seed capital from ethically bankrupt sources left me unable to weather the quiet winter season, or to grow in the ways needed to be sustainable longer term. It's been an amazing experience, connecting with so many great community members, sparking desperately needed debate, raising the blood pressure of conservatives. That includes you, anarcho-capitalists and libertarians. Fulfilling the dream of most service workers by not having to tolerate the presence of professional class traders, pigs and military, and experimenting with living and working in ways that don't enthusiastically embrace the pure misanthropy of capitalism, he continued. Fuck the rich. Fuck the police. Fuck the state. Fuck the colonial death camp we call Canada, the statement concluded. The Anarchist, which opened for business in March of 2022, went viral last year, with internet users mocking the leftist cafe for charging high prices for its specialty coffee as well as selling radical art, books, clothing, jewelry, tote bags, and stickers. Rest in peace, Marx and Engels. You would have loved the Anarchist coffee shop in downtown Toronto that is charging $4 for a coffee in your name, one Twitter user said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.